Back in February, Callie and I drove to the South Shore to meet with people and talk about the lake. We spent the first day of our trip in Red Cliff, a small reservation community north of Bayfield that overlooks the Apostle Islands.
So we get this call in the morning to head over to their fisheries building to meet with tribal elders and band employees. We really didn't know what we were walking into.
For the middle of winter, I remember it being really warm.
So warm, I didn't even have my coat.
So we pull into the small fisheries building.
It was this long, blue pole barn, and not knowing the area very well, it was really hard for us to find. We ended up being late because we went the wrong way on the way there and had to double back.
When we finally got there, several tribal elders were there waiting.
One of the fisheries staff had convinced them to come and meet with us.
They knew we wanted to talk about the lake, but they didn't know exactly why or what we were looking for. I think we were all a little bit nervous. But Joe Duffy, a tribal elder and lifelong fisherman, didn't have a problem breaking the ice. So before we get to what Joe Duffy had to say, there's probably a few things you should know about him. Why don't you tell him, Kelly?
Like, he's really kind, just got this like really timeless quality to him. He's really sweet, but he's also got this like really hard edge. I mean, like he couldn't get through a sentence without like swearing or saying something kind of like brutal. And so he was really had a kind heart and was sweet and open and just wanted to talk and share how he felt about the lake.
The climate change is really something right now.
Yeah.
My Christ, I've been around here over 70 years. I never in my life seen like this. Never.
A totally fitting topic for a winter day that felt and looked more like spring.
Yeah, it was February and there was no snow on the ground. It was pretty bizarre.
Totally bizarre. It was an unusual winter, weather-wise, all around the lake. Joe grew up in an era where big snowstorms were the norm. So to him, a winter with no snow was pretty hard to believe.
When I was a kid, when I was 13, 14 years old, I lived in Red Cliff all my life. I can remember storms. We never left the house for 5-6 days. 3, 4, 5 feet of snow in one snowstorm. Like Chicago gets it once a year, they get that, this year didn't. We used to get that all the time up here. But tell you just lived with it, you didn't bother. You never start crying because it was a big snowstorm. You just, as long as you had wood and something to eat, that was good enough.
There's no doubt the weather's been off. In fact, there seems to be a new trend that we can rely on, and that's that you never really know what to expect.
Weather is getting more episodic. Everybody sees that. It's almost like extreme hydrology.
That's Mike Gardner. He works at the Sigurd Olson Institute, based at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're seeing what Mike's talking about right here in Grand Marais. We've had some really big storms over the last few years, mostly in the spring and fall. I remember one in October a couple years back where the waves were crashing over the lighthouse in the harbor. There's some really great footage of that on our website at WTIP.org.
It was pretty nuts. And we're not the only people in the Great Lakes region experiencing extreme weather. Liz LaPlante works for the EPA in Chicago.
We've had 200-year flood events, in the last 3 years. And, we're not used to this much, and our infrastructure couldn't hold it. And there were tremendous floods in places that have never seen floods before. And, the same thing is happening, in the Lake Superior Basin.
The extreme weather events are having a big impact on our communities. Jesse Schomburg is with the Sea Grant in Duluth.
Yeah, storms are hard for our communities to deal with. A lot of towns have old infrastructure, perhaps inadequate infrastructure, pipes that were built for the storms we used to have 30, 40, 50 years ago, and now we're having bigger storms, and they're too small. They're being overwhelmed by the large storm events. So there's just a whole variety of things, and we don't know the final answer.
There's a growing consensus that these extreme storms are the new normal.
One of the things that I find interesting is just the number of large storms that you've had up in Grand Marais that you've had to deal with roads getting washed out and flooded, huge amounts of erosion. Those are large, very large storms.
There are things that we can do to prepare our communities to deal with the new realities of climate change. For example, cities and counties can expand their ability to handle water runoff as volumes increase.
But updating infrastructure is costly, and not all communities are able to do that.
Right. But there are other things, and maybe less costly things, communities can do. Here's Liz again.
The other thing is to make the ecosystem more resilient. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that we can do in the Lake Superior Basin to adapt is if you have a strong and resilient ecosystem, it's going to be able to withstand, the onslaught of climate change. So that means we have to really look for ways to have green infrastructure, which is like building up riparian buffers, habitat restoration, making sure that, we get rid of invasives terrestrial, and try to get the native plants in there, which are just naturally used to the climate. So that is a huge push.
Things have changed and are very likely to keep changing.
Seems like our new task is to at least learn how to adapt. Perhaps we'll get serious about doing what we can to slow down the changes. Stay tuned for more on climate change in our next segment.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior.
This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.
To learn more, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.